Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's show, you're listening to Enough is Enough, Save Our Children Radio. I'm your host, Tony Nix, founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. Tonight, we're going to be talking about something that's a crisis in America. It's affecting our friends, our family, across the nation. We're going to be talking about the issue of gun violence. It's an election year, and gun violence is rising. It's a presidential election year. Meanwhile, the body count is rising in America's inner cities. Tonight, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about what we need to do nationwide. Our call-in number tonight is 424-258-9271. Press 1. I know you're in the queue. I'll bring you in on the discussion. Feel free to use the chat room, which is also open. Your comments will be responded to. Again, the call-in number is 424-258-9271. We're talking about gun violence in the 2012 election year. As we decide who we're going to vote for and who we're supporting, what about our young youth and young adults? They're dying at an astronomical rate, and there seems to be no end in sight. This is a crisis in America, a plague in every inner-city community across the nation, bloodshed on a daily basis. It's not being talked about in the media as much as it should. These cities' elected officials, such as mayors and governors, are really not giving it that much attention. What do we need to do? This is what we're talking about tonight. Call in, share your thoughts, your feelings, your solutions, your anger, your outrage. This is the place to do it right here on Enough is Enough, Save Our Children Radio. We'll return shortly right after this. Children Radio. Tonight we're talking about gun violence in the 2012 election year. It's a presidential election. Meanwhile, the body count is rising due to gun violence in America's inner cities. There's questions I have, like, where the guns coming from? how come the guns are not being stopped from getting into these communities? A youth, a young adult can pick up a weapon like he's gone to the store to buy a lollipop. What is really going on? Why is it that we're sitting back in our communities allowing our children to slaughter themselves in the streets on a 24/7 basis? What does it take to wake us up to the fact that we have to get involved, that we have to step up, that the cavalry is not coming, that it is truly up to us? Are we that hopeless in our mindset that there is nothing we can do? Well, I don't believe in that, because this is your daughter, your son, your granddaughter, your nephew that we're talking about. Lives are at stake, and we're doing nothing about it. Is it the mere fact that we can't account for the fact that we have failed in our communities when it comes to stepping up and being involved? Is the mere fact that we can't blame someone outside the community because that seems so convenient for us? Is the mere fact that when one of us is shot down unarmed, we display anger and outrage and we demand justice because we have someone to blame? But when it comes to our own communities, the only ones we got to blame is ourselves. Is that where our struggle is? Well, we really need to knock it off and get involved, because our children are dying on a daily basis. Bloodshed. Sure, you hear about some of it on the news, but most of it you don't hear about. These kids are slaughtering each other. Weapons are being put in their hands, and they're going out there and they're committing self-inflicted genocide. We can't afford to turn our backs on this, close our eyes, close our ears, because it's right in our face. The next thing you know, it'll be knocking on your door. Don't wait till it knocks on your door to get involved. Get involved now. Get involved now. There are activists, organizations that need your support. They're out there on the front line. They're trying to make it happen, but they need the masses. The masses are strength, and their strength in numbers. It's time to get involved. Men, it is time to step up. It is time to say enough is enough. It is time to save our children, for they are the future. We cannot afford to write them off as the lost generation. You got some great minds out there. You got some kids that got some skills. They need nurturing. They need structure. They need mentoring. It is truly up to us. Every one of us have something to offer these kids. All it takes is reaching out. It's not about you got yours, let them get theirs. Maybe they don't know how. Maybe they need someone to show them. Maybe they need someone to give them some hope, because a lot of them youth out there really think it's hopeless. They need some choices, and nobody's giving them no choice. And it's up to us to give them those choices. We can do it. We got enough assets and resources to make it happen. Time to use what we have to stop being selfish. This is real. In 2012, this is a presidential election, and it's time for us to make it happen in our communities to stop the gun violence. As I'm speaking, some youth or young adult is gunning down another youth or young adult. We can't watch this go on anymore. If we do, shame on us. Time to make a change. Our call-in number tonight is 424-258-9271. Press 1. I'll know you're in the queue. I'll bring you in on the conversation. The chat room is open. Feel free to leave your comments in there. It will be responded to. Again, the call-in number is 424-258-9271. Call in. Let me know where you're at with it. Let me know your view. Let me know your anger. Let me know your outrage. Let me know your frustration. Let me know your hopelessness. This is what we're talking about tonight, gun violence in the 2012 election year. We'll be right back after a short pause.
I believe in the light that shines and will never die. Oh, I believe the fire burns, we stay alive.
The glow feet. the souls of those in need. I bleed the blood of the struggle, walking over trouble puddles. Hustles in my chest, no hustle, no progress. Extremities of life in this process. Birth of a son, death of another. With love, I caress both mothers and told them who's in control is the one that's above us. I walk where money talks and love stutters. Body language of a nation going through changes. The young become dangerous. Pain gets spent into anger. Anger gets sent through the chamber. It's tough when you own look like strangers. We are the sons of gangsters and stone rangers. If he could, how would Ernie Bond paint us? Look at the picture, hard not to blame us. But time forgives and decide where the young die often. Do they end up in a coffin because we haven't taught them? Is it what we talking? We really ain't walking. Dudes hustlers pay, how much did it cost them? Find myself on the same corner that we lost them. Real talking, in their ear like a Walkman. Thoughts been around the corner to the world. When I see them, I see my baby girl. Believe, believe.
I believe in the light that shines and will never die. Oh,
believe,
I believe.
Believe.
Hunger
becomes a means to get it by any ways necessary. Every under pressure, children feeling lesser, but still in front of dresser. Killing will aggressors, destiny children, survivors, soldiers. In front of buildings, they eyes look older. Hard to see blessings in a violent culture. Face against weapons, sirens, holsters. That ain't the way the ranks of youth wrote up. Stole controllers on the shoulders of Moses and Noah. We go from being precious to Oprah. Cultivated to overcome ever since we came overseas today. In the way that you can see to be determined. Solar keeps burning. Shorties know to keep learning. Lessons in our life are like stripes to be earning. Took Gramps' device, said crisis returning. Like a thief in the night, I write for beacons of light. For those of us in dark alleys and parched valleys, street hits, spark rallies of the conscious conquerors of a concept that seems beyond us. Even through the unseen, I know that God watches. From one king's dream, he was able to barack us. The prophets, nothing can stop us.
I believe in the light that shines and will never die. Oh,
believe,
I believe.
To Enough is Enough, Save Our Children Radio. Call-in number tonight is 424-258-9271. We're talking about gun violence in the election year of 212. Call in, express your views, where you're at with it, what you think about it, what do you think should be done about it, or do you think there's nothing that can be done about it? Call-in number is 424-258-9271.
Hello, Jesus, children, Jesus loves you, Jesus, children. Hello, children, Jesus loves you, of America. Are you hearing what he's saying? Are you feeling what you're praying? Are you healing, praying, feeling what you say inside? You better tell your story back. And if you like it,
Number tonight is 424-258-9271. Press 1. I know you're in the queue. I'll bring you in on tonight's discussion. We're talking about gun violence in the election year of 212.
Overwhelming amount of listener requests, the Reggie Bullock Radio Hour will be expanding to 3 shows a week.
Reggie Bullock Radio Hour.
Every Wednesday night, 7 to 8 p.m., Barbershop Talk. Call in and express your views.
Every time I start talking about boxing,
uncensored.
I met Dr. Martin Luther King once, and you lied.
Wednesday night, 7 to 8 p.m.
He beat your Lord's ass.
That's right, he didn't whoop your Lord's ass.
On Thursday night, join us for Lenny's Life Lessons. A former All-State basketball player and now a father, radio personality Leonard Miller shares his youthful wisdom as the co-host of the Reggie Bullock Radio Hour on Thursday nights. On Friday, join us for Harv's Funny Friday. In the tradition of Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy, comedian Harvey Knowles starts your weekend off right with 1 hour of laughter on Friday night from 7 to 8. And it all starts June 6th. 2 new co-hosts, 3 incredible shows on the
Reggie Bullock Radio Hour.
I'ma keep on spreading the names of living and dead legends until Armageddon. I stay to support those making a living against those making a killing. I crush the villain. God legendly opposed. My mind's able to leap and beat down all the clowns in a single bound. I'm fit for some comic strip, save the silence. For punk, drunk, off the threat of violence. My secret identity is hated for what I am instead of love what I'm not. God damn, I'm a man. Not just by what I got. Your rap is like a sport. Who the hell cares what I bought? You've been stuck here to snatch up and bag up. Ignorance don't matter where it is, no matter where you are. Full run parade, I rain on that charade. Played in the shade, the heroes are deeper shade. Now why wouldn't I be cantankerous at this stage in age? Cause I be spinning like a 45. Video ticks the reason they peep the flicks. Villains see the planet so they take it for granted. In order to lead the people, you got to love the people.
show. Who's your hero? Who's your hero? Evil suits and ties, attempting to try to flip the impressionable scripts of masterminds. Feels like a jungle sometimes, makes me wonder, is rap the new coin your bro, making us all go under? Sounds like criminal thunder, calling my hate that's stopping you. I'm too old to be popular, I ain't faster than those speed bullets, I can't fly. And I damn sure ain't high. You wanna know why? Here's a page from 1969. Peace! And I don't mean no crooked police. Avoid that pork at all costs of them old beasts. It's fuel for the motor, make you feel the quota. That's why I hate that Scarface flick. Not Brad Jordan, but that Al Pacino shirt you're sporting. Yeah, I said it. Perhaps you ain't ready if you was black or brown. Your ass damn sure wouldn't be down. So many crowns promote criminal backgrounds. Using crime like sugar to get them kids hyper. These new pot pipers is the new Corndell Pro. That's right. Who's your hero? Who's the hero? Who's the hero? Who's the hero? Paid attention way back when KRS-One said love's gonna get this stuck in my kitchen. So many cats switching to get on that old road to riches. Stupid talking about snitching. Whole lot of killing with that so-called bling. Highs of the villains. Twisted, sucking into loving just to get her. Supported by mixtape DJs and supporters. They supposed to know better. It's time for some action. Get that whip and a mass distraction. Who's your hero? Who's your hero?
Enough is Enough, Save Our Children Radio. I'm your host, Tony Nix, founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. Tonight we're talking about gun violence in the election year of 2012. Campaigning is going on for the next presidential election. Well, I think it's time to start a campaign nationwide for a ceasefire. Due to the fact our young adults and youth are committing self-inflicted genocide. This is happening on a daily basis. Our children are dying. Our babies are catching bullets that don't belong to them. They're in the parks playing. They're in the front yard playing. They're in the streets playing. And they're getting caught in the crossfires. There seems to be no morals out there. No sense of having a heart is just cold-blooded killing, cold-blooded murder. We need to put a stop to this. We cannot afford to live under siege in our own neighborhoods. What's going on with our community mindset? Why are we sitting back letting it happen? I just don't understand. This is not the way that we're supposed to live. We're not animals. We were not created to prey on one another. We were created to love and help one another. And today, we're practicing every man for himself, survival of the fittest. How did we get here? Time to change that mindset. It's time to get involved. Time to roll up your sleeve and say enough is enough. No more. No more funerals with mothers crying, fathers crying. No more. No more going to identify bodies at the morgue. No more. Our children need us. They depend on us. We love them. They love us. So let's show the love for those who don't get that kind of love. Because that's what some of them is looking for out there. They're involved in a lot of stuff they don't want to be involved in, but they got nothing else but that because no one's giving them a choice. Today, it is time to give them a choice. It is time to help get them off the block. And we need to find out how the hell they're getting these guns. They're picking up guns like you picked up your daily newspaper. Why aren't the guns being stopped from coming into our communities? What is going on? Somebody knows, and we need to find out. The average youngster on the block has a gun. And when you ask him why he has one, the first thing he'll tell you is, everybody else got one. What do you say to that? Our call-in number is 424-258-9271. Press 1. I know you're in the queue. Join in on this conversation. Bring me your thoughts. Bring me your anger. Bring me your outrage. Bring me your solutions. If you feel like it's hopeless, this is the time to talk about it. Because right now, we're in a crisis. And our youth and young adults need help. Now is the time. Not later, but now. We can't deal with yesterday. We got to get with it today. Got a call on the line. Good evening, caller. How are you? Hello? 347-500. Caller, are you there?
Oh, yeah. I didn't call speak. I just spoke to listen.
Oh, this is Brother Sugar Ray. How are you, man? You know, the number looked familiar, but I wasn't quite sure. You know,
I'm
how you doing?
Long, how you doing? I'm good. I'm good.
That's good, man. I'm glad you called in, man. You haven't called in quite some time, man. Where you been? You've been missed, brother.
Man, the time that you do it is funny because I just look at the time and I'm like, I'm about to go back out now. You know, I'll be on the move this time.
Right, I see.
Definitely
you stay busy. You stay busy. You're in it. You're in it up to your neck. I'm paying attention, bro. Believe me. I see you. So where you at, man, with this gun violence in election year? You know, the rate of gun violence is way over the top. Chicago, New York, they're neck and neck. Senseless slaughter. Senseless slaughter. And the rash of little babies that are now catching hot bullets. It's insane. Insane,
yeah,
brother.
I know. I'm going to a funeral tomorrow morning, for a young man that was killed out of Brooklyn, shot 6 times. A good friend of mine's cousin was killed down in Delaware, 24 years old, shot 5 times. Had the triple murder, Springfield, Father's Day over here in Queensbridge, at the park while playing baseball, 2 dudes shoot each other. It's crazy, but it's we're suffering from different things, in our community, our people. And a lot of it is mental. We wasn't taught certain things. We didn't have proper education in ourselves, how to deal with ourselves, how to deal with life in the world. And I know my generation didn't get it, I'm 28, so most of my friends between my age and 30, 35 years old, we didn't get it, so we didn't have it to give to the young ones when we was younger. But as bad as things are improving, things are improving. We did this Bust the Corners event yesterday over here at Ravenswood. it's basically just an event I created. We light candles on every corner in the community, say a prayer, meditation, and read a virtue. I have a different person read a virtue on every corner. We had some dudes from the street, they joined us. We sold seed. We got to be truthful, be honest, and we got to do better as a community, but definitely as men. But I know for a fact that being taught, yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to ask a question. I wanted you to finish. But you said some of the cats from the community joined in. Did you have a dialogue with these guys?
Of course.
What's going on? Yeah, I'm just asking. Yeah. I mean, what were some of their comments? You know, what was their view on it? Where did they stand on it?
I mean, shit is messed up. You know, that's where they stand. Messed up, a lot of things need to improve. You know.
Well, did any of them say what they were willing to do to help improve what's going on?
Nah, you didn't talk that long.
Right. And I think this is the dialogue we need to start having. You know, because it's time for a ceasefire nationwide. You know, one of my biggest pet peeves is, and it upsets me and it annoys me. And you know, and I'm going to tell you why. Trayvon Martin, okay, gunned down, as far as I'm concerned, he was murdered, okay? Nationwide, anger and outrage and the cry for justice. Nationwide, Sugar Ray. Our young are slaughtering each other on a daily basis in our own communities. Where is the anger and outrage? You know why it's not there? Because there's nobody to blame. See, with the Trayvon Martin situation, you had someone to blame. We got our own means we got to account. And we are failing big time when it comes to accountability. That is one of our biggest obstacles, when all it takes is being willing to say, you know what, okay, we allowed it to get here, now what are we going to do from here? But the mindset has turned into sheer hopelessness. I've heard all the internalized depression, learned helplessness, Willie Lynch, slavery, I done heard it all, and I'm tired of hearing it, because that still cannot prevent us from doing what we need to do in our communities, because we're talking about our own here, and some that don't have anybody but themselves or that gang member or whatever crew they running with. Our whole unity thing is in shambles. It's in shambles. We let Dr. King's dream turn into a nightmare because we became complacent and selfish. That's right, I said it. If you're listening, our call-in number is 424-258-9271. Press 1. I know you're in the queue. But go ahead, Sugar Ray. I'm sorry, I cut you off there for a second. I just wanted to know how you've been dialoguing with the young out there. Because I know a lot of them are tired of this. You come out your door, you don't know if you're going to make it home. You don't know if you're going to make it back. Kid in Brooklyn, 3 years old, playing, shot in the leg. Because they're aiming at some cats in a dice game. But there is no heart to tell you there's a kid out there. Don't fire. Don't fire. This is the mindset of our troubled youth and young adults out there. Because nobody's giving them some structure and letting them know, hey, that ain't right. That's an innocent child. That could be your little brother or your little sister or your son or your daughter. Time to wake it up. Wake up. Can't sit back and let this go on. Can't do it. Can't do it. We're going to wait till it knocks on your door? Shame on you. Shame on you. Our children are dying at a rapid rate. Since the temperatures have risen across the country, along with it, so has the death toll. Chicago, horrendous. New York City, horrendous. Is it on the news? No. Are your mayors talking about it? No. Are your governors talking about it? No. Is the president talking about it? No. No, I'm not going to let him off the hook because he's an African-American. This issue is a crisis in America, and it needs to be addressed, with full force. First of all, let's stop these guns that are getting into our community. They could stop it. If it was going to another community outside of the inner city communities, they would stop it. They're not stopping it because we're not demanding that it be stopped. So it's right back on us again. There's a method to the madness, y'all. Wake up. This has been a setup from the get-up. And this is nothing new. Inner cities in America have always been flooded with some type of issue to decrease the population and have people sent to prison. Wake up. Pay attention. If you've been here for a minute like me, look at the history of inner cities in America. It doesn't stop until whatever issue it is in the inner city starts to reach the neighborhoods outside. That's when action is taken. But right now, it's staying in our community, so that it's going to happen until we in the community stand up and say, no, enough is enough. Straight up like that. No need to sugarcoat this. Got to put it out there just like it is. The excuses is tired. Because we got the awareness. We know what's going on. It's time to tell ourselves the truth. Stop placing the blame. Don't want to get involved because you got nobody to blame. Blame game is over. Time to get involved. Brothers like Sugar Ray, he can't do it alone. He needs some soldiers next to him, side by side. Can't keep going to funerals, lighting candles, standing over innocent children. It's time to stand up for them, not over them. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of every day. That's all I see. Sure, I could ignore it, but my conscience won't let me. What about yours? Call in number is 424-258-9271. Think about it a moment. We'll be right back right after this.
Hey, yeah, we're the same brothers from a long time ago. We was talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they're freewaying. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you damn well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. And if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our minds and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. The ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated. They can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're going to play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. But somehow they feeling the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They feeling real independent, but they just pulling contracts with a man. 5 and 5 will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue. But if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally clouded your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, that's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that bullshit down. Because we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our homes. And they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them, damn it, leave the old folks alone. And we know who's ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or start calling you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game, or worse yet, saying that you really don't know, that's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song, she's your African queen, and on the next one, she's a joke. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. 4-letter words or 4-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and let everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know, they said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane. You have got a brain. You haven't gone lame. You have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. We're talking about peace.
You're listening to Enough is Enough, Save Our Children Radio. I'm your host, Tony Nix. Tonight we're talking about gun violence in the election year of 2012. I got Brother Sugar Ray on the line. I'm going to bring him back in because I know he has to go get a few last thoughts from him. Sugar Ray, are you there?
Yes. What's going on?
Yeah, I know you said you couldn't be long, so... I want to give you a chance to get...
Yeah, I'm here. I was just thinking when I was on hold, while the song was playing, while the brother was talking, rather. When we think about, or when we talk about gun violence, and we talk about, these murders and our brothers killing our brothers and even our, sisters killing our sisters, our brothers killing our sisters, it's crazy. But I think everything has to come from a logical, perspective. So I ask myself, what is gun violence? Someone being killed by a gun. I ask myself why. Why is very important. Why is to me it's like everything. It's a never ending question. Why would you want to kill someone? Why did this happen? Why? You can go so deep with it. But then I don't spend too much time there. I go to how. I know how. Right? We know how. Okay. We know that there are. We don't make guns. We're not manufacturing guns. We don't have gun shops across the street at the store. And if we do, they're coming from someplace else. Right? So that's how. How do we get the guns? Okay. We can work on stopping that. But me personally, because I've been there, I've been shot. I shot somebody, went to prison for it. I've been on both sides of it. And I know that if I didn't get a gun, if I wanted to kill someone, I would have found another way. Either with my bare hands or be creative, So, and I'm someone who I've seen plenty of friends killed. So many of my friends have been killed by some of my other friends. So, when I speak, it's not coming from someone who doesn't have any knowledge or doesn't have any personal feelings connected to it, you know, to this gun violence and this murder thing going on in our community. But I know that a lot of people who are working to make the situation better are coming at it from an emotional standpoint. And me being 28, I realized that that hasn't worked because the problem still exists. And as you said, it's getting worse. Little babies and elders, our elders are getting killed. You know, it's crazy. So obviously something that has been done, it hasn't worked. It hasn't worked too well, maybe not at all. So me, I think, you know, what is it and why? And let's work on the why. Mental health. We have an issue starting from young. Our children grow up with hate and frustration and anger, and they never taught how to express it. I know me personally, I wasn't taught how to express it. You know, a lot of things. Dad died when I was 11. You know, nobody told me how to express that. I had to find out on my own through art, right? Expression, express myself through drawing, through painting, through dancing, through singing, through sometimes just throwing on some gangster music in my room alone and just going crazy by myself, rapping and, you know, getting that energy out, expressing that. And that's one of the biggest issues, you know, our young people don't know how to think. They're not thinking. You know,
but there's a lot of
they're going with it.
There's a lot of inner rage and anger going on inside, is what you're saying.
Definitely. Yes, sir. Absolutely. You know, that's what I was talking to the brothers about yesterday, because one of the brothers that was there, I had beef with him years ago. You know, it was real serious beef. And the fact that he was going through what he was going through, had his rage and I had my rage, it was ugly. It has potential to be real ugly. But as I matured, I learned how to deal with myself first and then able to deal with others. And I believe, a friend of mine was killed by another friend back in 2010, November. He was a merchant marine. He just came home on vacation, went to the club, you know. Not for him. He didn't have no beef, you know, for somebody else, and he got killed, you know. But I knew that it was a strong possibility that more of my friends would be killed by more of my friends. 2 months later, another friend was killed by another friend. 2 months after that, my homegirl was killed by her sister. You know, so as much as I say that I wish it could stop today, right now, realistically, I know it's not. So realistically, I work on a solution, right? Long term, a plan. Of course, if I could go out and I could get someone on the streets right now, that's great, right? But I know that most of the time it's not going to happen. It's a process. Because for me, it was a process. And I had to go through it by myself, really. But now it's brothers like me out there, people ask for more help. And there's other brothers like me, younger brothers and older brothers, who are out there reaching out in different ways. You know, and I just know that we got to deal with the mentality of our brothers.
Let me ask you this. You did say it was a process. Where did the process start for you?
What I want, you know, what do I really want out of life? Do I really love myself, or what is love? You know, do I love my parents? Do I love my family? Right. But then asking, what is love? What is love? If I say I love them, what does that mean? You know,
exactly.
Thinking.
Did anyone? Hold on, before you go on, did anyone reach out to you and guide you in the beginning of the process?
No, sir. I would say yes and I would say no. I would have to say no because as I was going through my, one day I was selling drugs and I was packing a gun. And then I was under the influence. I was just thinking about my life. And then the next day I wasn't selling drugs no more. And then I got rid of my gun and it was just like that. But, of course, since young, I've had my uncles, you know, been into boxing and got into the community center, always sharing thoughts. But all of that came back in that moment, you know, remembering who I was, remembering my potential to really achieve my dream is what brought me back to, yo, it's okay, be you. You could be who you are, but just do it in a, you know, love, let love lead the way. You know, because I'm still me, the same person, like to laugh, like to joke, you know, very diligent in my emotion. You know, but everything is love and peace. You know, I don't want to hurt myself. I don't want to see nobody else get hurt. You know.
Well, you know, I call that grace and mercy. You know, some a lot of young adults, they don't have that rude awakening. Or maybe some have had it and may have missed it. You know, because I know some of the mindsets out there. I talk to these youngsters out there, and they want different. But due to the anger, the frustration that you spoke about, okay, and the vision of, well, what else am I going to do besides what I'm doing? That vision needs to be changed. It really needs, and they want it. They want it changed, but we're not giving them nothing to believe in. We're not giving them enough to believe in, because I'm quite sure they've been lied to, turned on, abused, because there's a lot of angry young out there hanging out on the block. Some of them don't even know why they're angry. You know, I'm not mad at them because I understand them. Who I'm upset with is the folks in the community at large who refuse to help. That's who I'm angry
now.
You know,
now,
it took
now.
Hold on, Sugar Ray. It took sacrifice by our predecessors for us to have the rights that we have. There was some sacrifice made. There were some folks who stood on the front line no matter what, went through no matter what, so we could have some of what we have today. And believe it or not, we're starting to lose that because we became complacent. We didn't nurture the progress that we made. Instead, we took an attitude of, we have arrived. And look at us now. Look at us now because of that mindset. Now, a lot of folks will argue that ain't it. Oh, it's education. It's this. It's that. Well, education, I'm quite sure, is part of it. Still, will that prevent you from helping someone else? Sure, maybe you had it good. Maybe you didn't have to go through the struggles. What is it going to hurt you to help someone else? To help your own for once, unconditionally, for the betterment of your community, so you can sleep at night and don't have to worry about a bullet whizzing through your home and hitting your child. Come on. Go ahead, Brother Sugar Ray. I'm sorry.
We, for the most part, you know, I'm going to say some people know what the problem is, you know, gun violence, you can say that. But I'm going to say that that's not the problem. The problem is everything that happens before gun violence, before a person wants to pick up a gun. And mind you, I was fired upon, shot, you know, gun in my face, and I tried to kill someone. So I know that's not the issue. The issue is way before that. Way before a person wants to pick up a gun, they had thoughts of they don't care, they don't give a fuck, they don't love themselves, life ain't worth living, no hope for tomorrow, right?
And I agree that
so
the gun is only a symptom of what's really wrong. I fully agree with that.
So now let's work more on the solution. Then because, I mean, some people, I wanted to share this with you, this is what I was going to say, while we were doing Western Corners yesterday. My homegirl, you know, Shayna, she is the cousin of Jason Jones. Jason Jones, yesterday was 2 years since he was killed. You know, she started the Jason Jones Scholarship Fund. And she was upset that we walked past some people who, you know, used to hang out with Jason, and they didn't come like him with us. They didn't come, right? She was getting upset. But what I had to tell her is what I'm going to tell you. Don't worry about them. As much as we say, just be that one. Be that example. You know, because we're not going to get everybody. Even people who should be involved, even people who we say should care. If they don't, so what? Because if we got even 1 second to say they're not caring, that's 1 second away from us focusing on the solution. Because I walk past my friends all the time. Brothers was killed. Uncles was killed. They still doing the same thing. And I walk past, ask explanations. Sometimes they get, sometimes they don't. Keep it moving, because I know I don't have no time to be upset at them. Because they just don't get it. That's it. There's no need to be upset. Pity. I have pity for them more than I'm upset with them, because I know they don't get it, and it could be one of them, another loved one, their child. I know that, but it makes no sense to tell them, because they know it. They know what's going on. Maybe it's not registering, they're not thinking about it, but they know. You know, and me, because it's very personal for me. But I realized I had to take the emotion out of it and deal logically. And logically, it's a process, and we got to deal with the minds, and we got to first be the best example that we could be. If they have nothing to believe in, let's give them something to believe. My young boys at the Queens Courthouse program, they have made many issues. Young boys are selling me 15, 16 years old, still living, because they had nothing to believe in, bad role models. So I said, y'all, I'm dedicating my life to making sure I'm the best I could be so that you guys can have somebody to believe in. And they appreciate that. And other people have seen the change. And that's what we each have to do if we care enough. Right? Maybe some people don't care about history. I didn't. Okay. There was nothing that a person could tell me until I got older and realized different parts of history. Now, I love history. Right? But still, I'm not going to give to my young brothers something that happened 40 years ago that maybe they don't care about. Let's do something today. Let's make more sacrifice so that they just have to be more connected. Well, wow, that was really for me. We don't know these guys' stories. A lot of, and then what happens with a lot of our young brothers, they hear these guys' stories and they research and they find different things that the media never talked about. The media might make this person seem like he was all for the community. You go do some research, find out that person was taking the community. And our young brothers know this. So they get to me like, yo, you told me about this person and I found this out and what's up with that, man? He ain't all good. Like, so they don't. Why follow them? Why I'm thankful for the sacrifice my ancestors made for the things that they didn't do, because we still facing the same problem, if not worse.
I have to agree. I agree with you 100%. There's nothing you said I disagree with. Okay. My issue is not with them cats, them young cats out there that's in it. My issue is with the nation that is not getting involved and stopping it or helping to stop it. That is my issue right there. I understand them youngsters out there. Trust me on that. I used to be them. Been there, done that, just like yourself. Okay? You, myself, and others, we need the communities to come out and stand beside us, because we can't get it done alone. I admire your dedication. I admire your dedication. You're leading by example. We need more of that. We need more of that, because these young cats need mentoring, okay? They need anger management, okay? They need mental health, as you stated. And it's time to make it happen. You heard me say this 2 years ago, Sugar Ray, that we have the assets and the resources to make it happen. And it is time to stop being selfish with it and wanting to just divvy it over here and not over there. We got to give it to the area that needs it the most. We got abandoned buildings in our communities that can be used to provide services for the low-income individuals who need mental health services, anger management, mentoring, tutoring for education, training for jobs. This is the stuff we're not doing, and these are solutions. These are solutions, because this is what these youngsters need. Yes, first things first. We get them in. We'll deal with their issues. Provide services, references. Get them some help. I'm down for all of that. My issue is with those who won't get up off it that got it.
Brother, we can't worry about them. Unfortunately,
we need them. I see. We need them. We need it. to help these children, to help these youngsters. We need it. It can't be done without it. It's not about worrying. It's about what we need. It's not a worry for me.
I know this. This is one thing that I do know for a fact. We go back in history. Despite whatever else surrounds what I'm about to say, this is a fact in history. When this country was formed, there was way more people that wasn't helping than those who was helping. Right? Those who were helping were going to get a great beat. But they got it done with themselves. They said, we cannot wait for anybody else. We can't get others. If those don't want to help, they don't want to help. We still got to fight. The fight. So we don't need them. It would be great to have more, of course, but we got to figure out. Because we don't, so we're going to keep waiting? No. Nah, we don't keep waiting. We figure it out. We got to teach on the street, we teach on the street. Teach my department, right? I told people my community, good enough, right? We got doctors, bring a doctor for a person if they don't want to be in a hospital or whatever the case may be. Home visits. Things like that, right? Because trust me, you know, there's plenty of days I wish I had more help. But I don't, so I make it work. And I don't worry about it because I know that as long as I keep taking a step, whatever I need is going to come. Whatever allies I need, they're going to come. I have no time to even, once that thought comes to my head, I wish I need more, now I get rid of it. Because if I needed it, it would be here. Right? We can't be impartial and say that we believe our Father in heaven gives us everything and just say we lack. Nah, make it work. As tough as it is, keep making it work. And as long as we keep pushing, it's gonna come. Because, look, we connected. I'm sure you've been feeling that way for years, and there's going to be more. And we hold it, we share tears, we still find love once we're going through the struggle. But we be realistic and know that there's going to be more, unfortunately. And we just keep working at it as best as we can. Right? With those who are willing. Not trying to make those who are unwilling willing. Those who are willing, can you sacrifice some more? Can you put some more on your shoulder and get it done, big bro?
Well, you know what, Sugar Ray? Listen, I admire your enthusiasm. Hold on a second. I admire your enthusiasm, and I'm in full agreement. We use what we have. So I'm proposing that we start you, myself, and others that you and I know mutually, and probably some that we don't even know, that we start, if we can make it happen, not even if, we can make it happen, because we got to push it, a nationwide ceasefire. A nationwide ceasefire campaign. Too many children are dying. Too many little kids are catching bullets. Too many. Bad enough to youth and young adults. Little innocent babies are getting killed. Life's being snuffed out. Or the trauma of being wounded. Get scared to go outside. No, I don't want to go outside, mommy. I don't want to go outside, daddy. There's shooting out there. We can't stand back and live like that. We can't stand back and live like that. I heard someone say this a year ago, that it was too late and that we could only save a few. And when I heard it at the time, I didn't agree with it. But now that I really have taken a really wide look at things, we're only going to be able to save a few. That is why, in spite of that, we can't give up.
You know what I told my young brothers, right? It could be me. Even me. It could be me caught up in it. Like, it could be anybody, right? But this is my work, my life, building for a better future. Not just 5 years, not just 10 years, 20 years.
Another thing is, we need cats like yourself. Been there, done that. who can identify with these cats, what they're going through. You know, because everybody's not built to get out there on the block. Everybody ain't built for that.
Yeah.
You know, because they're afraid. And those that are out there, they gonna know you afraid, and they gonna know whether you being for real or whether you being phony, or whether you really give a damn. Or you feel what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah.
I believe that a cat that been there, did the penitentiary time, been shot, did the gang banging, and now is a productive member of society, can reach these youngsters. And there's plenty of cats like that. Plenty of, who are willing to jump in it. And these are the kind of individuals I'm trying to recruit. I'm trying to recruit. Because I know the cats with the ties and the suits sitting up in their office, you know, they not built for going out there. When they want to go out there, they come and get cats like yourself or me. Because they don't know how to go out there and deal with it. If we can align all of that together, what an impact we can make. And I know it could happen. What an impact we can make. Because there's some lives out there that don't want to be out there. And we got to get on those who know how the weapons are getting here. To cut it off. To cut off the pipeline. To guns getting into these communities. They're coming in through various ways, and they know all of these ways that they're getting in. The question is, are they allowing them to get in? Because I really believe it's a setup. Check the history of all the inner city communities in America, and they allowed the drugs. They allowed the disease, and now they're allowing the gun. Evolution. Same game, they just changed the way they play. That's all it is. You know, Brother Sugar, I'm looking at the call-in line. Now I got to tell you, the other day, I did a show. The issue was hair weave. The line was full, okay? Tonight, I'm talking about a crisis in America. And wow, unfortunately, they're not calling in like that. So for me, it's like, wow, where is your mindset? What are you really paying attention to? Are you scared to talk about that? If you're not, 424-258-9271 is our call-in number. Press 1. I'll know you're in the queue.
I think most people
It's amazing to me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm saying I think most people are talking about it and tired of hearing about it. Even though they might not know the full, you know, why the problem, how the problem got here and things like that, but they're just tired of hearing about it. I know for me, it was like, okay, you keep hearing about it, you're hearing these people talk about it, these people talk about it, but it's not happening, so.
Yeah, I understand that.
Our brother's going to be a part of something. You know,
I
want to be a part of something that represents them, right, who they are, at heart, from birth, king, warrior, right? Rep your territory, right? See, there's. There's really nothing wrong with clicking up, right? People do that, right? It becomes a problem when you destroy your community and destroy your lives. That's when it becomes a problem. But in essence, what they're doing, they're coming together. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That's how our ancestors lived. And there were various tribes who respected each other. So what I did was create this Black Excellence Movement. You know.
Say that again.
What I did was create this Black Excellence Movement. You know, if you've been through the struggle, if you're struggling, if you're black, if you're in this gang, that gang, if you with this religion or that religion, but you seek excellence in your life and allows the people in your family, your loved ones, consider something that you could be a part of. And the brothers are gravitating towards it. Now, what I need is just more help, because, I mean, I believe that's a great solution, like nationwide, worldwide. You know, it's people out there who got great solutions, but we're not getting the support, because a lot of our elders, they're not with it. Like, even those who say they can't, even those who we know can't, they got their own thing going on, and they think their way is the best way. And it's like, oh, man, like, you know, I know young brothers like me, there's a lot of young brothers out here, big grown-ups, who are my age, who are younger than me, who want to do great things, who got great visions and great ideas, but we don't get the support from the elders in our community. We don't get the support from nobody, really. It's just us. You know, it's young dudes, 19, 20, got folding lines, but they still might be out there hustling. Because they're like, yo, nobody's trying to help. Like, I'm trying to pay for this, I'm trying to do this, and I got my gun because I ain't trying to get robbed. You know, and it's like, damn.
That's my point right there. That's my point right there. You just said it. You just said it. That's my point right there. Selfish folk are not helping those who want help, who want change, because they can believe that these youngsters out here don't want to do nothing but what they're doing. But you just said it. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the lie they want to believe to keep from being involved.
But now look, bro, now this is the solution that I have. I know you have this radio show, but maybe we can sit down, talk some more, go over some plans, and start doing fundraisers on the show, you know, things like that. Got a great education program that is growing faster than, you know, what we anticipated. We're like university, you know, we got a curriculum that we're building, and you know, we just need help. And I said, plenty of others doing great things.
Do this for me. Do this for me, okay, because I'm willing to help out in that area. Can you do a 60-minute, give me a 60-minute infomercial on what you're talking about right now?
60
and
minutes
I'll make
or 60
sure,
seconds?
No, excuse me, I'm not, 60 seconds, I'm sorry. 60-second infomercial on what you're doing. And I'll make sure it's played on every show.
That works.
Okay? If you need any help with it, let me know.
Yes, sir.
I'll make sure I pump it every show. So the word will get out about what's going on and what you're doing and who can be involved, the whole nine.
Yes, sir.
All right? Listen, I'm getting ready to close the show in a few moments, but I'm glad you called in. It was unexpected. Like I said, you've been missed. 2 weeks ago, we did the N-word. I know you would have had a ball on that show, because if it was not the best that I've ever done, it was one of the best. You know, but again, I am glad that you called in. And as I said, give me that infomercial, and I'll be sure to air it on every show. I'm going to close in about 2 minutes, and got my little rant before I close, you know, and I just need to say this, you know, those that are listening, we got a crisis in America, it's gun violence. Our youth and young adults are paving the streets with their own blood.
That was great.
With no end in sight. Can we afford to sit back and watch this happen? I don't think so. It's time to get involved. If you don't know how, find out how. There are activists out there. There are organizations that need your support. It is time to become involved and be supportive. This is no time to sit back waiting for somebody else to do it. This is your community. These are your children also. It is time to get involved. Calvary's not coming. Believe it. The Calvary is not coming. The death toll is rising as I speak. Probably been about 10 to 15 shootings as this show has went on. Listen, we're witnessing genocide by way of homicide. We got children committing suicide. We all know the truth about our troubled youth. We march and shout, still we fail to account. Walking the streets at night is high risk. Seems like the only issue is stop and frisk. People making speeches seem crowd pleasing, then standing in front of cameras, chief. As the crowd roars, the death toll soars. Mothers crying about their children dying. God is waiting while we keep procrastinating. So what are we going to do? It's time to realize it's up to me and you. Listen, I'm Tony Nix. You've been listening to Enough is Enough, Save Our Children Radio. The sooner that we get to practicing no violence, the sooner we will know peace. That's KNOW. Deuce. Good night, everybody.
Can you picture my prophecy? Stress in the city, the cops are stopping me. A prodigy full of bullets, nobody just dropping names. No stopping me, constantly moving while making millions. Witnessing killers, leaving dead bodies in the band of builders. Carries the children cause they're illin'. Addicted to killing and the appeal from the cap villain. Without feeling, but will they last or be blasted? Hard-headed bastard, maybe you're listening in this casket. The aftermath, more bodies being buried. I'm losing my homies in a hurry. They relocate into the cemetery. Got me worried, stressing my business blurry. The question is, will I live? No one in the world loves me. I'm headed for danger. Don't touch strangers. Put one in the chamber whenever I'm feeling this anger. Don't want to make excuses, cause this is how it is. What's the use of left me shooting? No one notices the you. It's just me against the world, baby.
It's me against the world. It's just me against the world. It's just me against the world. I got nothing to lose. It's just me against the world, baby.
Cause I'm the one y'all need to be worried about. Partner.
With all this extra stressing, the question I wonder is after death, after my last breath, when will I finally get to rest through this suppression? They punish the people that's asking questions and those that possess. Still from the ones without possessions, the message I stress. To make it stop, study your lessons, don't settle for less. Even the genius asks questions, be grateful for blessings. Don't ever change, keep your essence of power. It's in the people and politics we address. Always do your best, don't let the pressure make you panic. And when you be stranded and things don't go the way you planned it, dreaming of riches, in a position to make a difference. Politicians are hypocrites, they don't wanna listen. If I'm insane, it's the fame made a proper change. It wasn't nothing like the game, it's just me